This is part two on 2 Thessalonians 1, 11 and 12. To this end, we argued last time that that refers backwards, namely to the end that Christ be glorified and we marvel at him, at his coming. He comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at. And so for us to marvel at him as we ought, something has to happen, and to that end, and it also refers to that right there, that is what he's praying toward, namely, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, because if that doesn't happen, we won't be fitted to marvel at him when he comes, and so the purpose of that is stated again by him being glorified in us and we in him. So this right here and this right here are the same. So we argued that this end goes backward and forward. And what's sandwiched in the middle here, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every good resolve or resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, according to the grace of our God, that is what he's praying toward, so that this, namely, our being glorified in him and him in us, will in fact come to pass. So, Father, as we try to understand this right here, so that we'll be fitted rightly for the coming of the Lord, open our eyes to the wonder of what's in this verse, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Basically, he's praying that God would fulfill every resolve for good, right? Now, how does he do that? How does God answer the prayer, I pray for you that our God may fulfill? So asking God to bring to active reality and completion resolves of goodness. Now, we don't have the capacity in ourselves even to come up with resolves for truly goodness, let alone complete them. Do you remember what Paul said back in Romans 7, 18? I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. And the reason he had to qualify is because he has the Holy Spirit within him. There is something good in Paul, namely the Holy Spirit. But as far as his flesh is concerned, nothing good's going to come of it. And then he expresses the frustration like this, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to fulfill it, to carry it out. So left to his flesh, he wouldn't really resolve anything good. And without some power beyond himself, even what he can conceive of as a right resolve isn't going to happen. And that's the reason for this prayer right here in 2 Thessalonians. Oh God, this is the way we ought to pray for ourselves every day. Grant that every faint desire I have to do a good thing, think a right thought, feel a good feeling, would you please bring it to reality? Now, what is this and here? Is the completing of a good resolve and a work of faith separate things? I don't think so. What would that be? A work of faith that is different from God's fulfilling a good resolve? No. Rather, this and means this is explaining this or describing it in other terms, namely, the way God fulfills good resolves in us is by turning them into works that you can see, you can actually do it, let your good deeds be seen by men that they may glorify God, that turning resolves into works. How? By faith. By faith in what? By faith in power that's not our own, right? So you've got God's power being prayed down. It manifests itself through a faith that lays hold on the power and promises of God, and the effect is that a resolve becomes a work. It's not left in your head with no fruit. It actually becomes a lived out, beautiful work of love. Labor of love, it's called in 1 Thessalonians. Work of faith, labor of love, endurance of hope. And the result of that is Jesus gets glory. When we become this kind of person who lives a life of works of faith by dependent on God's power, completing resolves for good, then when he comes, Christ will be glorified in us and we in him. It's another way of saying back in the preceding verses that the way we become the kind of people who marvel at the Lord at his appearing, rather than being terrified at the Lord at his appearing, is by this prayer being answered and God's power manifesting itself by enabling our faith to lay hold on his power to fulfill these resolves as works of faith. Now, that's almost the whole picture, but not quite, because Paul says all of that accords with the grace of our God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that interesting that he would end the paragraph, indeed the chapter, by saying it accords with grace. This power was not deserved. This power is flowing from the infinite free resources of God's grace that doesn't need anything. It is all gift. And what it gives is power. And what the power does is animate faith. And what faith does is lay hold on God's enabling, fulfilling resolve to complete a good intention so that it becomes a visible work of faith. So we can sum it up like this. Grace leads to power, or gives rise to God's power, which is laid hold on by faith, which yields, let's get rid of this arrow so I don't get all mixed up here, what you could call fulfilled resolves, or you can call them works of faith. It all starts with God's grace. Grace releases power towards his children. That power produces and animates faith. That faith lays hold on God in its resolves, and those resolves by faith are fulfilled, or another word for that is they become works of faith. Or let me sum it up one other way. By God's grace through God's power for God's glory. Grace here. Let's use another color. Grace. It all accords with grace. Power here. Glory here. The Christian life, I think this is one of the most dense and thorough descriptions of the living of the Christian life in all the Bible. We live it ultimately by God's grace as the root of everything. We live it through God's power as we lay hold on it by faith, and we live it for God's glory. All of that is in that amazing verse. And we're going to come back one more time now to this section and talk about that, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you glorified in him. That's a new thought. That hasn't been expressed yet in this letter. And so we want to dig in there for just a few minutes next time.